Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Let's say good morning to Scott Schentz because we have a lot to talk about. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. A lot of sports on last night.
Yes, every team in the NHL played last night.
Wow. It was also opening night for the NBA regular season. It was game 7, Arizona and Philadelphia in Major League Baseball playoffs. It was busy.
Yeah, it was awesome. The Canucks had a big win. They're 4-2-0. That's a great start for them. They're back home. Next game is on Friday against the St. Louis Blues. Big Canucks fan, in case you didn't know that. But all of that, all of this news you're talking about, Simi, is secondary to the news that the NHL has reversed its decision on banning pride tape on sticks.
Yeah, two examples here I think that we want to talk about this morning in terms of players kind of taking it to their leagues in setting an agenda, like saying that the league is not doing good enough on speaking of issues that I want to talk about. So pride tape is one we discussed, and I love the fact that it was a little known player with a two-way contract. Like, he has a lot on the line here. He's not a big star.
Yeah.
Travis Dermott is his name. With the Arizona Coyotes, that of all of the 1,000 players in the league, this is the one that decided that he was going to take a stand.
Yeah, he's a Canadian. He's from Newmarket, Ontario. And he basically just said, you know, I tried to find out if he, you know, there's any person in his family that he's trying to support or whatever. But he's just like, no, right is right, and I'm doing what's right. And sorry, but NHL, I'm doing this. And of course, the NHL blinked because all sorts of people like Brian Burke came out and posted on Twitter supporting Travis Dermott. And, you know, Connor McDavid, big names in the league have said, like, I don't agree with this decision.
Yeah, but they weren't willing to put the tape on and go out there and put their neck on the line, Scott. No. And this player was, even though Arizona, the Coyotes could have said, you're rocking the boat, kid, and sent him to the minors.
Absolutely.
But instead, the ownership of the Coyotes said, no, we support him.
Yes. And to me, like, this is what leadership looks like. This guy has made a name for himself. And I mean, he's playing in the NHL. Like, that's pretty big, of course. But like, now he's done this and he's the biggest name in sports, at least in my world right now. It's so cool and it's so amazing. And it just, it goes to show that, like, NHL, as the league, you don't want to be controversial, and as a result, you make yourself look worse.
And the fact that this kid did this, and his team said, no, we support him. In fact, if he wants to do it again, we support that too.
Right.
And right away, you knew that other players were like, oh, okay, well, if this guy did it, then I'm going to do it too. And within hours, they had rescinded that policy.
Yeah, and he basically called their bluff, as he should, because it's about the players and, like, organizations like this, like the NHL, you need to make a you need to stand up for something and stand up for what's right, because you're choosing to, oh, we don't want to offend anyone, we don't want to be controversial, and as a result, like, it just leads to bad.
Yeah. But they have to be pushed. And I want to show my other example. This is last night. Charles Barkley, former player, now commentator for the NBA, speaking with the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, and this is what he had to say.
I got one more question. I don't care. He says go to commercial, but I got a serious question for you. There's a couple of disturbing incidents of domestic violence in the NBA right now. What are we doing to address that? Because that is you can't put your hands on women, man. And we should be at the forefront in sports when the men hit women. So what are we as a league going to do about that?
Well, again, you know, that's an area where we're not looking to compete against other leagues when you say forefront. So I think all the leagues are trying to address this issue. But I know, again, our Players Association, credit to them, this wasn't adversarial. We put in place a new program.
Yeah, that's Adam Silver. He kind of tries to weasel out of it. But I love what Charles Barkley did there, because they're in Denver out on the plaza, Scott.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds and hundreds of fans there. And he put him on the spot.
Absolutely. And I love Charles Barkley for doing that.
Yes.
He's such a great commentator. And he just basically is like, look, I know I'm going to get heat from this. You're probably never going to talk to me again, but I'm doing it anyway because it's the right thing to do. You know,
as Travis Dermott realized too. So sometimes it takes people who have whatever voice they've got
you
to
betcha.
Use it to say to these big leagues, no.
Sports are great, you know, but they need to, all the sports leagues, the major leagues need to like start owning up to this stuff, you know,
because sometimes they need to be pushed.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see. And Travis Dermott, like everybody knows
so
who
cool.
he is now. And I just love, and honestly, a bit of an embarrassment for the bigger players in
you
the
bet.
Game who didn't do what he did, even though their platform is bigger.
Yeah, you bet. No one's going to stop Connor McDavid from playing for doing it. That's for sure.
Well, now that chance is gone, though, because
yeah.
Travis Dermott grabbed it and took it, and good on him for doing that.